Rio Tinto is set to spend $135 million on the Kitimat smelter's alumina conveyor system, marking the most significant financial commitment to the plant since its modernization 10 years ago. The current conveyor, which has been operational since the 1960s, is nearing the end of its functional life. The new system is planned to last for 50 years, indicating a shift towards longer-term operational sustainability. The conveyor plays a crucial role in the smelter's operations, transporting approximately 800,000 tons of raw alumina annually over a distance of 1.1 kilometers. Read more. Rio Tinto's Kitimat smelter returns to full capacity. This project stands as a significant milestone for Kitimat, reaffirming our commitment to operational excellence and environmental responsibility, Simon Pasco, general manager for the BC Works smelter, said. We are dedicated to maintaining our position as an industry leader, after successfully bringing the smelter back to full operational capacity in late September, and we look forward to the positive impact this project will have on our operations, the environment, and the community. Construction work, already underway, is expected to be completed sometime in 2025, and will not impact the smelter's regular operations. The new system is expected to significantly reduce maintenance requirements and enhance environmental protections by preventing spills and controlling dust emissions. The upgrade follows September's achievement of returning to full production after a 2021 strike that necessitated a 17-month restart. It marked the first time since 2018 the smelter has reached full capacity, with the ability to produce 432,000 tons of aluminium per year. Read more. Rio Tinto donates to Kitimat Hospital.